Wednesday, 29th of August, Rabbi Nosson List, writing with Bruce Wilber for Shmita. Shusta Kelach Stoisha, morning. Seems that the plan was to bring Torahs out, so it seems I also brought the weather with as well, so an extra bonus this morning. The truth of the matter is, that Eretz Yisrael, at the moment in Eretz Yisrael, is ablaze with Shemitah. Everyone's going to be very excited. In 2 weeks' time, Shemitah's coming about. The Sforim, new Sforim are coming out weekly. In the Kollel, everyone's discussing on the streets. Everyone's discussing where we're going to get our vegetables from this year, where we're going to get our fruit from. And just some food for thought before I discuss Prozbol, and getting back to what could be Negei and Chutz La'aretz, just to mention something for everyone to think about, Shaila, that's just been more era this year. Truth is, it first came up 21 years ago. Now, I must, as a Hakdom, my horticultural or even agricultural skills are not that great, but apparently, when growing grapes, when growing a vine, in order to get the grapes to produce wine, around Shabbat time, one needs to prune the vine, and that sends a chemical message to the vine to produce its grapes. So that would be the ideal way to deal with a vine. So that's how the vine is dealt with every 6 of the 7 years. Now the problem, as we know, that of the melachos nogeh to shmita, the pasuk tells us v'charmachol leitizma. One can't prune a vine during shmita, and that's one of the melachos deraisa. The Chazon Ish, based on the first Mishnah in Maseches Moed Katan, where we see that one can be mashke beis hashalchem, one can water a field, understands and learns the sugya up that since he understands that b'mokim hesed, one can perform a melacha mizrabonah. However, melachas deraisa was never mutter, so the farmers went to Rav Nissen Karelis 21 years ago, they were stuck. On the one hand, they need to prune their vineyard around Shabbat time during Shemitah year, and if they didn't, they would potentially lose their crop. So Rav Nissen was mechadish. The chiddush isn't great, but he gave an eitzah that before Shemitah, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, they were allowed to do the zmirah. They would prune on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and you wouldn't lose rov of the peiros. And that way, that was the eighth that worked. That worked 21 years ago, worked 14 years ago, and it worked 7 years ago. However, this year, it's a double problem. Firstly, the Rosh Hashanah is extremely early this year. I think it's probably one of the earliest Rosh Hashanahs. And secondly, there were very late rains in Eretz Yisrael. So we've got Rosh Hashanah in 2 weeks' time, and the grapes from the 6th year are still on the vine. So there's a big tumult in Eretz Yisrael. How are they going to get around this problem? Because you can't, it doesn't help to be nearer Erev Rosh Hashanah, the grapes of the 6th year are still there. That's one of the shaylos we're dealing with now. It's Israel at the moment. And although there's a shmura, interesting enough, there's a shmura for the Chazon Ish, that he allowed, during Shemitah, he allowed a tisporet klali, which I guess translated into English would be a nice short back and side. You know, a little, you can trim it a little bit. Not too much, so everyone's trying to work out, did the Chazon Ish say this? What does it mean? So that's just to bring some of the bimur, what's going on in Eretz Yisrael. However, even though Shemitah's karka, besides the fruit that's going to be sold here, Shemitah's karka doesn't apply in Chutz La'aretz. The Shaila is, what's the story of Shemitah's ksofet? Now, in Parashas Re'eh, at the beginning of Shishi, the Torah gives three mitzvahs. The first one is Miketz Sheva Shonim Tate Shemitah. So, the end of the Shemitah year, so all loans are going to be released. So one has a mitzvah deraita to release a loan. The next mitzvah is an issa deraita, a leisata. Zedva shmita shomer kol baal ma sheyoda asher yisok yashav reyu lo yigois esreihu. There's an issa deraita to claim a loan from somebody else. And then the third pasuk, which was fitting nicely with the stocker that was given before, is Hishomer Lachol Penyeh Dover Im Levov Lachol B'liyah Leimor Kovat Shnatesh Hasheva. It's a warning, it's part of the mitzvah of the Tochen, not to not give, not to not lend before the Shemitah because you're worried the loans won't, you won't get your money back. Anyway, so those are the three Pesukim that are Nageya to Shemitah's Ksofim. There's a Machlokes tonight between Rebbe and the Rabbonon. Rebbe is brought in Yerushalmi, also brought in Maseches Gittin. The Shittas Rabbonon is also brought by Rashi in Maseches Gittin. Where the Shemitah's Ksofim, this man Azeh, is Midrei Raisa or Midrei Rabbonon. Rebbe understands that it's Kashur to the Yovel Yeh. When we have a Yovel, then we have Shemitah's Ksofim Midrei Raisa. And since the nowadays we don't have Yovel, then Shemitah nowadays is Midrei Rabbonon. Whereas Rabbonon, based on different Pesukim, so there's no connection. And nowadays, Shemitah is still Deraisa, Shemitah's Ksofim. There is a similar machlokas vis-a-vis Shemitah's Karaka. That's not what we're going to discuss today, and that's, I'm sure someone will give a shiur on that at some point. That's an interesting tumult in the Rishonim. And certainly the Achronim with regards to Shemitah's Rambam. But certainly the Shittah of the Rambam in Shemitah's Ksofim is that Shemitah's Ksofim is Manazel Durabonon, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch in Choshen Mishpat, Simon Samach Zayin Sif Aleph, passes like the Rambam and Rov Rishonim, and the like because the Bala Ha'itra, the Rambam, they pass in it's the Raita. The Shulchan Aruch passes it's the Rabbonim. And basically the logic, but the Rambam explains in the Divrei Soferim Shetei Shemitah's Karaka Mehegas Bizman Azeh B'chol Mokim. There's an issue that the Rabbonim came along and offered, made Shemitah's Ksofim again. Nowadays, and he says, "V'afal pishena yevul noeg kadei shleit tishtochach teir shmitzas chaksofim yisrael." So Rabbana came along, made a gezeira that shmitzah applies even now. The shmitzah chaksofim, so we won't forget the shmitzah. That's the mechaber. The Rama then says, "Keinu haskamas haposkim." Aval yesh omrim ze'ein shmitzah naheges bizman hazeh. The Rama says that there are those who say he's referring to Chutz La'aretz, that Shemitah's Ksofim does not apply in Chutz La'aretz nowadays. V'nira she'aleim samchu b'medinas elu she'ein noyagin din Shemitah klal bizman hazeh. So the Rama refers to those who are noyag, or those who aren't noyag Shemitah's Ksofim in Chutz La'aretz, and he says that those they're based on those shittas, that they're based on the Balat Truma. And he points out, v'aminik hoyu noyagim adayim bizman arosh. This minhag not to the noeg shmitzas ksofim chutz la'aretz was negeh in the time of the rosh. Shad tevech kekruchio levatal haminhag. He wasn't pleased with this. And nevertheless, v'lei ashkachubei. So Rama points out that the olam didn't listen to the rosh, and they weren't noeg shmitzah in chutz la'aretz. And then the Rama points out that there are those who give reasons for this, and they say that. And the Chasam Sofer certainly says this in the Rosh, that the reason people weren't noyeg Shemitah in Chutz La'aretz was because one could say that whenever one gives a loan, there's a tanai in that loan. I don't want Shemitah to be mevatel that loan. And since that loan is given with a tanai, that's understood that whenever anybody gives money, so this tanai, that the loan would not be chal without this tanai. It's an unspoken tanai, but it applies to everyone lending, whenever anybody lends money. And therefore, so...
What's it mean?
The tanai is that I want my money back after at the end of the loan. I do not want Schmitter to be my back on my loan. But it's not with their right to that, although, interesting enough, the Achronim do speak about this, how can you make a tanai that's going to get the Torah. There's what to say about that. The reason that this shitta is quite surprising is basically is the Gemara in Kiddushin. Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis. Points out Lamed Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara in Kiddushin points out that Shmita is Ksofim, since it's Chovas HaGuf and not a Chovas HaKarka. Shmita's Ksofim is Nogei everywhere. Bein Beretz Yisrael, Bein Bechutz La'aretz, and therefore. That's the Beis Halevi asks on the people of Mechel. He says it's a double pella. We've got this Gemara in Kiddushin which says clearly that it's Nogei B'chol Mokim, and therefore it should apply in Chutz La'aretz. And based on this, the Pitzchei Tshuva on the Shulchan Aruch says that we should be Machmir. And he also brings the Sefer Mishkan as Yankov. And the Mishkan as Yankov brought his he brought a different story people are making. He says, "Mazda Tam she ain't nogin prusbul b'chutz la'aretz, zirak k'shiyeh shvius ba'aretz chovus prusbul b'chol mokin." Only when we mekayim shmita properly in Eretz Yisrael, only then do we have shmita k'sofim b'chutz la'aretz. Aber k'she ain't shvius ba'aretz k'goyin she ain't lohim karkoz, ain't nogin shmita k'sofim b'chutz la'aretz. It's interesting, the Hosafa there, the Mishnah is younger, isn't saying when Shmita is Noyeg Mitzvah Yoraisa in Eretz Yisrael, but rather when they're Yidden living in Eretz Yisrael, they have land and they're able to keep Mitzvah Tzlus for Oretz, then when that doesn't happen, then there's no Shmita Ksof and Chutzot. So based on that, the Rav Moshe Shtalbach says that nowadays, since there are many people, Baruch Hashem, being Makan Mitzvah Shmita in Eretz Yisrael, so according to the Mishnah of Yankov, then Shmita Ksof would once again apply in Chutz La'aretz. Just at that point, so up to this point, say that it's machlekas Rishonim. Rov Rishonim say it's noyeg. This man was a midin rabbanu b'chol mokim, and that seems to be the hachros of Heintek Apotkin that shmita nowadays is shmita's kofet is not even a chutzpah. Midin rabbanu. The Gemara in Gittin continues. Based on the Mishnah of Hillel was Hiskin Prusbul. This is the Gemara in Dachlam of Vav Amud Aleph. Says Ze'ech Amin Adivorim Shiskin Hillel Hazokim Shiroi Sa'om Shanimnu Melahalvois Ze'ez Ze'. He noticed that people, when it came close to Shmita, people weren't lending others money. But overall, Masha Kofi Batur and Shomel Chopen Yi Adovarim Levavacho Beliyav. Therefore, Omad Hillel was. He was proactive, the Hiskin Prusbul, the Zohu Gufa Shal Prusbul, Maestrin Lachem Ploni Dayonim, Shmokim Ploni Shakol Chayu Shiesh, the Eta Ploni, Shagvenda Kozmo Shedza, by Dayonim Chosim Lamata Oyha Eden. Hillel came along and made what we now refer to as a Prusbul. And the contents of a Prusbul, the way a Prusbul works, is I am handing my loans over to Basin. We said, the Pasuk said, Lo Yigos Esrei Vesin. That's Ochiv. That's in the singular. The Rishonim understand from that. So that's only from an individual person. If Beis Din own the loans, if you pass your loans over to Beis Din, then Shmita is not mevatel. And that's how the Prusbul works. The notion of Prusbul is the Gemara on bottom of Lama Vavam of Beis. Ask my Prusbul. So I'm a Chista Prusbuli Busi. Prus meaning a takona. Bully referring to the rich people and bully referring to the anir. And Rashi explains that Ashim Shlo Yafsidu, the Ashim, they wouldn't lose out. They wouldn't stop lending money. They wouldn't be over this Isur, Hishomir. And the anir Shlo Yinolu Delis Bifnet, so that the anir could get money, they would be able to still take out loans. And that was the takon of Prusbul. The first question the Gemara asked on Prusbul is, surely Hillel was being oked over in our Torah with a kumva asay. Came up with the Torah tells us that Shmita knocks out loans, and Hillel came along and was masakin of Prusbul. The first answer the Gemara, that's certainly how it's the Rambam paskins, and that's how we're working. If we say Shmita to the bottom, Abaya answers the Shmita with manazah. The Rebbe. We're referring to Shmita now. The Shmita is only Osim and the Rabbanon is Shmita's Ksofim, and therefore we're not being Oker Adovim in our Torah. This is something Midr Rabbanon, and that's acceptable. The second answer to the Gemara, this is how we mentioned before, the Ramban and the Bala Itzur understand that it's their Raita, and the Rava replies that Hefka based on Hefka. The based on have the ability, even when it comes to the Raita, to be Maskin money. And they can take ownership of the money. That's a well-known mechanism in Shas. So that's how the Gemara answers the question of being Oka Dovam and Atir. Interestingly enough, the Rambam Paskins, because he Paskins like Abaya, he says that Prusbul only works with his mum that Shmita is the Rabbonim. That Shmita Ksofim is the Rabbonim. So if the Meher of Yomenu Shmita, the Chaladeh should be the Raisa. Then according to the Rambam, the Prusbul would not work. He writes in Perek Test, Halacha Tezayin of Hilchos Shmita of the Overlays, Then our proof of moel ela b'shmita sofim b'zman hazeh shimi divrei sofim. Havas shmita shal teira ein our proof of moel bo. So he says that Midrash tells us what the Ravid argues. So zena zeinim mechuba da abayahu da amar hachi. Havas rova polega va amar hefken beisim hefken hilchas smug b'chol moke. The Ravid understands that we certainly have a klal of yal chagam. So we should be following Shitta's Rava, and Rava Paskin that we're working with Hefka based in the Hefka Bizman, that Shmita is a Deraisa. So even if nowadays Shmita is only Mizrabonon, the Ravid understands that Bizman that is Deraisa, we would work with Rava's Shitta and say that it works with Hefka based in Hefka, and therefore would work even Bizman that is Deraisa. Now the question is when a principle should be written. The Sifri based on the pasuk of Miketz Shevah Shon Tase Shmita makes a hekesh to other places in the Torah where the word Ketz is used. Spent with Hakel in Hakel, we use the Losh of the Ketz to refer to the end of Shmita, and that's and so the Sifri learns that here too Miketz Shevah Shon Tase Shmita. The Shmita should knock out learns at the end of Shmita. And that's true according to Rav Rishonim, say that Shmita knocks out the loans at the end of the 7th year, and that's why we should write a principle at the end of the 7th year. At the end of the 7th year, sorry. Then the Rosh in Hasheleach in Oys Yud Ches writes as follows. So the Tanya of this Tesefta is in Shvius Perek Ches, Emosai Koifin Olof Prusbol, Erev Rosh Hashanah Shal Shvius. Well, then Koidon. So we can write that in 2 weeks' time, that's when a principle should be written. The beginning of Shmita, that's when the principle is written. And he says, "V'avagav the Shvius ainu mashamet azel of a sofer of hilahochi en kosim principle." We do not write the principles in Shmita yet; it has to be written beforehand. And in Oys Chof, he explains the reason: "V'had en kosim principle b'Shvius afal pisha ainu mashamet azel of a sofer." As mentioned, Shmita only knocks out the loans at the end, but nevertheless, the reason that we write it, the proof beforehand is nearly farish atam al pi al mikruz mikait sheva shon tasa shmita vzed va shmita shomet kol bal shma she yodoi mipashit the kroy al finon the ain shvit mishamet zel b'seifo v'cholei. However, he says avon miyad kishin tzchila shnaf ha shmita ain based in boitkin lagabois shum choyv lagam amal vabatma ain loy ligoit ha loza. As soon as Shmita kicks in, there's an issur deraisa of loyigos. Even though Shmita only knocks out the loan at the end, but nevertheless, once Shmita starts, the pasuk of loyigos issur eyu kicks in, and one can no longer claim one's loans. So and once that issur deraisa kicks in, even if you write a principle at the end of the 7th year, which will work, nevertheless, one is over the issur of loyigos if one collects the loan at a later stage. The Torah Paskins like the Rosh, and the Tumim and the Shulchan Aruch Harav also Paskin this way, and they say one should write a principle at the end of this year. However, other Rishonim say that this is brought down by the Achronim that this Tosefta that the Rosh brings there's a mistake in the Girsa, because they say that their Girsa is Amos Hakosim or Prusbol Erev Rosh Hashanah Shal Shminis, and that's the basis for Rosh of the day, so that one only writes the Prusbol at the end of the 8th. A difference, if one does write a Prusbol at the end of the 6th and not at the end of the 7th, would be that when one writes a Prusbol, one needs to do it in front of a Beis Choshev. That's one of the halachos of Prusbol. So what's interesting is the Chacham Sofer in Shuvah says that since Shmita's Kofa nowadays is the Rabbonon, so Midaraita the loan is not knocked out, and the only reason writing Prusbol is to be Mafkir of the Isra of Layigas, which because the other is showing the works at the end of the 7th year. But so the Chasam Sofer comes along and says that the only purpose of Prusbol is to be Mafkir, if there's no reason to be Mafkir the Momo, because so Shmita is not Mafkir the Momo, we don't have to worry about that. But and So let me just go back a stage. The Chacham Sofer went explaining Shittas HaRosh that says that Shmitas Ksofen Bizman Azeh doesn't apply in the Chutz La'aretz. And he said that whenever anybody gives out a loan, it's with the understanding, with the tonight that I don't want Shmita to knock it out. And therefore, based on that, Shmita is not going to be Mavak on that loan. And the only reason people will write a Prusbul is to be Mafkir the Issa. So it's under, and he says, since it's going to be mavatal to be mafkir and issa, ain't tough bait and choshev shroi lahafkir momen shroi lahafkir momen. Only when we're being mafkir momen do we need the bait and choshev. And based on this, the Hans Kaplitz can say that if you're writing a prison at the end of the sixth year, which is the only purpose to write in the sixth year is to be mafkir and issa, like you guys, in such a case, you don't need the bait and choshev, you just need to do it in front of three people who understand what a prison is. Interesting enough, the Chassam Sofer himself, regarding his shitta, regarding whether to write a prusbul in the sixth year, is difficult to work out what he holds, because in the Tshuvas in Choshe Mishpat he writes Shemin Adin Ein Lochush Lahach Velech Tzik Prusbul Erev Shnata Shemit Shvit. It's quite clear. It says one shouldn't be machle, one doesn't need to be machle, one does not need to write the prusbul in the sixth year. Umeid al Rabbi Rabbi Nosson Adler Shlahich Minasad the Prusbul Erech Nashus Shvit. And he goes this brought down by the Pitzchik Shum as well. Chassam Sofer says in the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Nosson Adler, that he didn't write the Prusbul, and in the sixth he don't need to do it. However, in Chelik Erechayim Simon, that was in Choshen Mishpat Simon Nun. Then in the Chelik Erechayim Simon Tes Vov, he writes Shiroyin Shiloy Likroy Batera Vaparishas La Yigois Esra'eh Mishle Sid the Prusbul Erev Rosh Hashanah Shavah. When it comes to Parashas Re'eh in Shemitah year, the Chassam Sofer says one should not call up, one should not give an aliyah to someone who didn't write a Prusbul Erev Shemitah. His V'chein Yaseh B'shon Ha'bo Aleinu L'tzeh L'tzeh K'ladeh. If it's off, the Chassam Sofer finishes off that one should write a Prusbul at the end of the sixth year. So on the one hand, you write, you shouldn't, on the other hand, you should, so we're stuck. But I don't know if it looks like Abayim are, but that's whether they follow the Chassam Sofer or not, that's a different issue. Yes, I'd just like to give a sikkum here. So we said, according to Rav Deyas, once again we said that Shmitz is man azeh, Shmitz is kelsum is man azeh, is only often in the Rabbonim. So even a chutzaret, and that's hachrov, I think everybody does man azeh. I don't know anyone that brings down, you don't have to do choshesh for it, does man azeh. And it seems that, I mean, discuss with Rav Arovitz says, we've never known in chutzaret to write a prusbul at the end of the sixth year. So the minhag here is just to write at the end of the seventh year, and not to be choshesh for the shitta of the Rosh. The shitta of the Rosh is a pellet. But certainly, all the other Rishonim have a different girsa and the taste after, so we're not going to. You don't have to be choshesh for that shitta. So in the answer to where shmita is more neger, so certainly you've got shmita's karaka. So there, people are more machmir to write a prusbul end of the sixth year. And it's certainly true that if one is machmir, then you certainly don't have to write this in front of the base of the choshev, but rather just write it in front of three bnei Torah who understand what a prusbul is, and that's sufficient. Based on the based on that the Chassam Sofer. I think my voice is going, so I'm going to stop there. So Be'ez of Hashem, we should all be zocher that Shmita and Herod Amina will be deraita l'kol ha'deyos, and we'll avoid all these problems, and then we could be mekayem the mitzvah with deraita, and Hashem will exceed the chesed of Tevah.